Rayna. Hey, listen, Suchin said after a while. Yes? He played with his rounded fingernails, picking beneath them.
I really hate to ruin your birthday, but,
You have to go? I asked, a little too eagerly.
No, he flashed me a smile, two rows of square white teeth. Don't worry, I'll stay for lunch, but I would hate to mislead you about my intentions.
He looked up at me quickly and then back at the floor.
I'm not interested.
That's
You seem like a really nice girl, Rayna, really nice, and I don't mean to hurt you.
He sighed again.
I'm just not in that place, you know? I'm not ready for the kind of commitment that our families, that you, seem to be after.
I bit my tongue. The only thing I was after was for him to leave.
I know, I know.
He stood up and paced in front of me, his hands partially shoved into his pockets.
I'm a doctor, I get it, the biology of it all just isn't fair. It's harder for women, more pressure after they, reach a certain age.
I let out a deep, writhing sigh. It's so hard.
And your nanny finding you a single doctor is...
He paused and looked me dead in the eye.
Well, it's the dream, isn't it?
A dream? More like a nightmare.
But really, Rayna, you seem like a nice girl.
He knelt down in front of me and patted my knee.
Really nice. And I'm sure you will find someone soon.